Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Tommy Sucker is our guest, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of I Am Keats. He's the author of the Business of Belief. He's the whole Sandbox series of books. I encourage you to check out, and anything Tom says will make you think, folks. You'll be a deeper thinker and a better problem solver when you hang out with Tom Asecker. Put a .com on the end of his name, and you'll find him online. The books are available wherever books are sold, and when you buy one of Tom's books, and after hearing me recommend them to you, you will thank me later. Hey, Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about doing what feels wrong, not breaking away from the bonds of doing what feels right, to trying doing what feels wrong, and it may not be wrong. You know, I love that old, there's an old song, I think it was Merle Haggard sang a song that about cowboys. He said, mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And the line that I love in that song was, he ain't wrong, he's just different. So maybe what you're thinking feels wrong is just feels wrong because it is different. And the thing that I've noticed in corporate America over the years is they get into a situation where if I don't do what's wrong, I won't get fired. If I don't perform like I should, I might get fussed at, but I probably won't get fired. But if I do what's wrong and think this thing breaks, then I'll get fired because nobody's ever done that before. I know you experienced that. You're a pioneer. You're a trailblazer in that. But in small businesses, we don't have to worry so much about that. I'm not going to say it's easier for us to do things that are wrong, but at least we don't have to worry about getting fired. What do you think?
You know, Jim, this is the thing. You would think that because you have a small business that your ability to transcend these feelings are easier because you don't have all these other people's feelings to deal with in large organizations. But, you know, it still comes down to different is dangerous to your mind. This is what people have a hard time understanding, is that human beings are creatures like a deer. All right, if a deer is walking through the woods and there's nothing different moving in the environment, they're fine. As soon as something's moving that looks different, they freeze.
That's right.
Right? And the same thing happens to human beings. To us, everything's fine as long as it stays the same. And that's the scary part, because while you're staying the same, everything around you is changing. So this is the paradigm. This is the thing that mentally you need to break. You need to realize that everything is dynamic. If you don't dance with it, it's going to dance on without you. This is just the reality of the world today.
Well, and the other thing is, I keep coming back to something a mentor said to me one time, and it seems like I'm thinking about this more and more these days. He said, check your position. So if you're feeling some kind of pressure around what feels right, and you're thinking maybe you'll take Tom's advice, well, check your position. Are the customers happy? Or check your gauges. See what's going on. Listen to your engine, so to speak, and check your position and see if you're getting indicators that tell you, yes, what feels right is what's causing this thing to sound like it's throwing a rod. You know, sounds like I'm burning up my motor. I better move toward what feels right. See if the engine quietens down a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. But you know what business owners do, small business owners especially? I spoke to one a couple weeks ago who was very, very frustrated. What they do is they keep telling themselves, you know what my problem is? It's marketing. Yeah. If I can just figure out how to get my message out there in a better way, then I'll be okay.
And they're still marketing they're still marketing like it's 1995. Or even 2005.
Well,
2015.
Listen, I told this guy, I said, you think it's marketing? I tell you what, call up all your old customers, tell them that you're willing to offer what you do at a 50% discount, and you'll jump through hoops and all that. If they don't jump at that offer, you've got a problem with your value, not your marketing.
Right.
So, you know, he's deluding himself because people, like I said, they want to stay with what they have and just try to put more energy into it. When sometimes, wait a minute, maybe what I have isn't the right thing and I need to fix it or develop it in a new way.
Right.
And that's that comfort thing again. You know, what I have is good. All I've got to do is figure out a better way to get the message out there.
Well, you're going to be comfortable without your customers if you don't make some adjustments in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, that's for sure. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Thanks for 18 great years. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. He always makes us think. We always get smarter when he joins us. He'll be back another day. TomAsacker.com. Check out that website. You'll be glad you did. Tony Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.